I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Today's GeoQuiz takes us north to the 68th parallel. Latitude 68 degrees north places us just inside the Arctic Circle, a region now enjoying 24 hours of daylight. We're looking for a rocky archipelago off Norway's northwest coast. Millions of seabirds, including sea eagles and puffins, migrate each year to this region. The waters of the Vestfjord separate the archipelago we're looking for from Norway's mainland. And who knows what lurks in these cold, deep waters? All right, time to clear up this mystery and locate this archipelago. Here's The World's David LaValle with the answer to our quiz.
The rocky islands of the archipelago called Lofoten rise dramatically out of the Norwegian Sea. On them are scattered small fishing villages with names like Henningsfjord. It's a village of 450 residents, mostly fishermen, whalers, and one marine biologist named Heike Vester. Her research focuses on communication among seals, killer whales, and other marine life in the waters of the Vestfjord. On most days, Vester packs her lunch, GPS, and hydrophone, that's an underwater microphone, and heads out for open water on her Zodiac.
And you scan the horizon for anything that doesn't look like water. Sometimes when you see a white splash, and you see it again and again, and maybe you see a black fin, that's when you have found a whale. Once we're with the whales, we hope that they're not disturbed by us, so we can approach them slowly, stop the boat, and record.
Vester recorded this clicking sound. She says it's sperm whales in search of a meal. Their clicks travel through the water, bounce off clusters of squid or fish, and echo back the good news. It's called echolocation. Now, this is a pod of pilot whales. They were idling near the surface one summer day, buzzing and clicking.
They came up to the boat, and they were just laying there and calling. And they called for quite some time, and then they disappeared. It was almost like saying goodbye to us.
Another marine mammal that likes to linger in these waters is the orca. Vester says killer whales have learned to loiter around Norwegian fishing boats as the catch is hauled in.
The killer whales search or they wait until the fishing boats have hauled in the herring. So they go and wait for the spill or they even steal herring directly from the net. I have reports from fishermen. They say that sometimes in the morning when they woke up, the horizon was black of killer whales just waiting for them to pull in the herring.
Who says there's no free lunch? Okay, I saved the best for last. Vester made this recording out floating around the Vestfjord. There's no boat engine rumbling to interfere. The orcas speak for themselves.
It was one of the rare situations where I actually encountered whales by myself. There were no other boats around, and they were killer whales, and they were around 12 to 18 animals. They are herding the herring. The herring is usually deep in the water column, so they have to dive down and pick it up in a small ball and chase it up under the surface, and they hit them with the tails, and that's a tail slap. You can hear that in between, very loud slaps, bang. And then the herring is dead or stunned, and they eat it one by one. They don't just feed or feast on the herring. No, they're very delicate. They just eat one herring and then another one.
Heike Vester has compiled 5 years' worth of her recordings on a new CD called Marine Mammals and Fish of Lofoten. There are no vocals, no guitar solos, just whales, dolphins, seals, sharks, and mackerel. Vester's hope is that her audio research will promote protection of Lofoten's marine ecosystem. It's a fascinating listen, but the CD's long and unusual tracks shouldn't be gulped down. Better to savor them, one by one, the way orcas eat herring. For The World, I'm David LaValle.